Hello.
Oh, hi, Cal. Speak to Mr. Hardcroft.
That's me.
Oh, I wish you a very good morning, Mr. Hardcroft. This is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Yeah, great. What do you want?
Okay, well, actually, Mr. Hardcroft, right now our engineers are working in the local exchange office near St. George's Basin. That is the reason I called you. So,
yeah.
Could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
Really good. It's always been good.
Like, when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out, or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow, like that happens sometime?
It gets a bit jerky, but that's, I think it's mainly because I've got everything going. Everything's plugged in.
You mean, yeah, it did happens, but not very often, you mean?
Not very often, no.
Okay, you know what, sir? Actually, from last couple of weeks, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are also complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper speed or proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So let me ask you, sir, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
No, nothing. No.
Like changes of Wi-Fi password or IP address like this?
No.
Could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
No.
Okay. Well, why I'm asking you this sort of question, so you know, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they are using your IP address, sir. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Yeah, well, it seems pretty good to me. It works.
Okay. By the way, sir, when was the last time you used this internet lines?
Last night.
Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Saturday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
Saturday from 2 to 5. No, it wasn't me.
And yesterday between 12 to 3 a.m. midnight, so.
Nah, I used to go to bed. I would have went to bed 1 o'clock, 1:30.
Okay, might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi, sir?
Nah, no one.
Okay.
I live on my own.
Oh, you lived alone? Okay. And by the way, sir, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
I leave the router on all the time.
Oh, that is the reason. Your router keeps on all the time, you mean? Okay.
Yep.
And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
Yeah, green.
Total how many green lights, sir? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I only got one. One's a special internet which goes continuous because I'm sick all the time.
Okay. And in back of that box, how many cables are connected, sir, in back of it? Okay.
1, 2, 3. 3?
3 cables. The power one, the internet one, and your landline one.
Running the power.
Okay. Well, as per my report, sir, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay?
Yeah.
So first of all, sir, what I will do, I'm going to provide you some security ID number. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Oh, I don't know. I have to do something every time I use the internet now.
No, this is a different ID, so you can write it down?
Yeah.
You can write on your router customer ID, your router customer ID, which is 888.
888, yeah.
Then in capital letter, D for Delta.
Yeah.
C for Charlie.
C for Charlie, yep.
Then A for Alpha.
Yep.
Then number 60.
60.
Then give a hyphen.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
Yeah.
And number 062.
062.
Check it, sir. It should be like 888 DCA 60 hyphen 7D062, right?
Yeah, that's it.
This is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, sir, you know, because nowadays most of our customer, they are complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason, sir. Even you're also getting calls?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't got any calls at all.
Great. So,
anybody who rings here, I usually tell them, forget it on my Skype.
All right, okay. So, might be, sir, if anybody calls, sorry, go on.
Like, I just changed my electricity, right, over to a different company, asked them all the questions, they told me all the answers, and then I got a bill from them, so I cancelled it first. I still got a bill from them. I wasn't supposed to have to do anything, but it was supposed to be handled by the company, and they did nothing, so more or less I had to pay two bills. So, no more. Anybody rings, wants to change anything, bad luck. It's not happening.
Yeah, and you are getting the bills through, like, through your email or through by physical?
Well, I could, what happened, see, they decided they were going to be cheaper. So I got, I'm with Optus, and it was Australian Electricity that rang.
Yes.
They said, keep it Australian. I was going to change to them. They said they give me a 3% discount. Then my Optus rings me and said, did you change? We'll fix it up. Leave it the way it is, we'll give you 30%. So, fair enough, I stay with the same group, so I get more for it. They're supposed to handle it all and fix it, and nothing happened, and I had to fix it myself. So, I mean, everybody's got a different idea, but nobody really cares.
Yes, you know what, so nowadays, like, this thing is going on in our country, a lot of customers are facing this type of trouble, that is the reason. We provide our each and every customer their customer ID number so that in future, if you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, it means they are calling you from legit company. Otherwise, don't talk to them.
That's what I've been doing. When I get phone calls to say, hey, this is Telstra or this is somebody else, I used to say, no, everything's fine, thanks. See ya.
That's great, sir. And I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone because this is a very unique code of your router. Okay?
No, it's fine. I got it. Yeah,
thank you.
No worries at all.
By the way, sir, right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
Off.
Yeah, we have already.
Router's on, computer's off.
Oh, we have already upgraded a security inside it. Could you please go ahead and check whether your computer is working or not? Because I need to make a report of it.
One sec.
All right.
Works.
And if you don't mind, sir, can I ask you how old is your computer is?
Brand new.
Like less than 1 year?
About 1 year.
Just
on now and everything works.
And Do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
No.
Now, what do you see on your screen?
It's open now. It's ready to go.
You mean you can see your home screen with all of your icons?
Yeah, on page, yeah.
Okay. First of all, sir, I need to check the speed, what are the speed you are getting, so that I can make a report of it. You can do one thing. You need to open your Google. You have a Google browser?
I've got Google.
Open up your Google.
Microsoft.
And once you open it, sir, you can type in there, Telstra Speed Test.
Oh, forget it. No, I can't do it now. I've got to go out. I've got things on. My daughter's ringing me, wanted to go downtown. She's sitting at home waiting. That's to be another day, yes? All right. Thank you.
Our engineers are waiting, sir. Let me make a report.